Here on Idaho Matters and Boise State Public Radio, we've been hearing from new voters. So far, we've shared stories of young people voting in their first general election, young people who were born in the United States and were automatically eligible to vote once they came of age. However, what about the perspectives of new Americans? What is it like to vote in your country during an election when so many Americans feel anxious about our democracy? Idaho, as you may know, is home to a lot of new Americans, and we are really happy to share this next story from a young man who is a refugee from Syria who recently became a citizen, and he cast his ballot for the very first time this morning in Boise. Let's take a listen.
Hello, my name is Haitham Youssef. I'm 21 years old, and I live in Boise, Idaho. I got my citizenship about a month ago, so I have decided to vote for the first time. I never had a chance to vote back in my home country, Syria, without getting hurt. That's what inspired me to participate, because I knew for sure that I won't get hurt because I have shared my opinion. I voted about an hour ago, and that made me feel alive. It also made me feel special. Even if it's only one person out of 331 million people in the US, it still matters to me. Trust me, every single body counts. I'm very grateful for being a U.S. citizen because we have rights and we are protected. So you should be grateful as well. The most issues I'm concerned about is our economy. I hope it stays strong like it has been. I hope my vote will change to a better, happy, and peaceful life, because that's what I ever wanted, to live in peace. Peace to you all.
A huge thank you to Haitham for sharing his story and giving us some much needed perspective on this election day. And congratulations as well on voting for the very first time as an American. And a big thanks to Angie Smith with the New American Voters 2020 Project for connecting us with Haitham. We will, of course, link our website to other stories of new Americans voting for the very first time. And if you have not voted yet, you have until 8 p.m. tonight. Go to idahovotes.gov. Again, that is idahovotes.gov to find your polling location. And you have until 8 o'clock tonight. We'll have more Idaho Matters right after this.